to the 100K Challenge group coaching call. It happens twice a month, today being August 2nd. And we have, of course, the marvelous coach Janet Fish that will be helping us out here and hosting this. And she's got a great person she's going to be interviewing and drilling with questions. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the time over to Coach Janet.
All right, perfect. Well, welcome, everybody. So tonight we have – so the topic for today or this evening or this tonight or whenever it is in your time zone is really talking about websites and how we effectively use them in our business. And so we are very, very fortunate tonight to have one of our brilliant website developers, SEO, website gurus, Jim Caspari, on the call with us tonight. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome. So, Jim, I've got a couple of questions, and then we're just going to kind of freeform the rest of the call. But before I do, can you just give us a little bit of background? I'm sure there's people on this call that know you, but I'm sure there's some that don't. So just give us a little background on, you know, how long you've been involved with Live Out Loud, all the different hats you've worn within Live Out Loud, and kind of what your focus is.
Sure. Again, my name's Jim Caspari. I go by Coach Jim. I have a business coaching business. It's called Peak Business Coaching. And funnily enough, the domain for that is peakbusinesscoaching.com. I've been involved in Live Out Loud, Jen and I both, since 2005, and we've been good friends that whole time, and we share ideas with each other, we support each other. So the Live Out Loud community has been great for ourselves and our businesses. And while being a business coach, I discovered that probably 80% of business owners need help with online marketing. And I was also in the pursuit of making passive income through internet marketing. So it was probably about 7 or 8 years ago that I had a good buddy and mentor of mine teach me how to set up hosting, how to do website design. And then I've spent thousands of hours going through tutorials and learning and reading books about marketing, about online marketing. So it's one of my favorite topics. And the interesting thing is that you'll find from tonight's call is that a lot of it is intuitive. A lot of it makes a lot of sense. And then there's a lot of things that people just don't think about, and it might be counterintuitive. So I'll try to make it as logical as possible for you to get the best website you can and make your website work as hard as possible for you. But also share the things that are kind of secrets in the industry that will help you out.
Awesome. So let's just jump right in. So I've got a series of questions for you. Let's just start kind of at the basics, which is, what are the biggest mistakes you see, you know, people do with their website, on websites, around websites?
Okay. There's a pretty, especially for small business owners and maybe technicians or people with certifications and they're very skilled at what they do. The biggest mistake I see that they make is they make their homepage look like an about page. So it's all about them. And, you know, how long have they been in business and what are all their certifications and even how does it work? So there's lengthy paragraphs that it almost exhausts me just to look at the page, let alone read it. So a lot of people bounce off a page like that. So the important concept there is that when a visitor comes to your homepage, you really want them to see that it's about them and what they want. So the all about me, that's great to have on your about page, but the homepage shouldn't have that information. That's one mistake. I think the other mistake that just drives me nuts is having people's contact information be hard to find. I think everybody should have their phone number and email above the fold. And above the fold means you don't have to scroll down to see it. So make it as easy as possible for people to get a hold of you. And I've heard, you know, concerns about, you know, Laurel calls them solopreneurs, but sole proprietors that are women, and they're concerned about, weirdos calling them. Well, you know, you don't have to pick up the phone, but if you want business, you want people to be able to get a hold of you. And so there's ways of screening people or not meeting people at your home or you know, meeting people in a safe place or a coffee shop to get a business going. It's not necessarily a valid reason to hide behind several different clicks to get people to be able to get a hold of you. And along with that would be a contact page that has 7 fields to fill out in order to send a website that you don't even know where it goes. And there's no phone number, there's no email, just this form to fill out. So I see that pretty commonly.
Go ahead.
Did you want to ask a question on those two things?
I want to make a couple of comments on those two things. So the first is, as far as giving out your information, et cetera, I use a Google Voice phone number that bounces over to my phone number. So I don't use my private or main voicemail or voice number. I don't give that out on my website to the world. I use a Google Voice, which works very effectively. I get notified if someone ends up leaving a message. So there are alternatives to giving out your private personal phone number, if you will. So that was one comment.
Perfect.
The second comment I would make, and you're probably going to get to that, is on your homepage, in addition to above the fold having your contact information, I would absolutely have your, you know, just super duper, gotta have it, irresistible offer, your opt-in. And you should probably have that on most pages of your website unless it's a specific do something page. And I'm sure you were going to talk about that, but if you're talking about just a general website homepage, those are some of the critical things that I would say you would want on that. So anyway, sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
Yep, for sure. No, that was great. The other thing, I have a mistake, and then I have a suggestion. It's not really of value to hear all the mistakes and then like, okay, now what do I do? What I see is a ton of information on a site. So there are some people that are really prolific with their content, which is great, but it really needs to be organized and easy to navigate. So to be able to better understand that, here's my suggestion. You take each page or each subpage or even blog posts and blog post categories, and you put each page or blog post on a sticky note, and then you rearrange them on a mirror, on a window, or on your wall, and you arrange them so that it's the fewest number of clicks and that the subjects or categories are arranged logically so that it makes it super easy for people to navigate. So I like that sticky note exercise because you can move things around easily, much more easily than you can moving the pages and that kind of thing on a website. So that's a great tool to use while you're designing or redesigning your site.
So
the other thing
before you go on, I just want to go into a little bit. So what you're saying is you have a little sticky note, and each page, landing page, sales page, blog page, whatever, each page has its own individual sticker, and you write the name of the page. And then, I just wanted to get the really logistics of how you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. You know,
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to be very clear on that exercise, because in looking at it from the standpoint of come to the homepage or a landing page, where do I click to get there, and how many clicks do I need to get to what I'm really trying to get to? And I'm just trying to visually see that. So thank you for that clarification.
So I'll use an example. You kind of think about how often would someone go to a page. And if the answer is very often or it's commonly seen on most websites, then that would go in the top navigation. And then there might be subpages that are related, but people don't – not all visitors are going to want to see them. So it's not hidden navigation, but it's subpages. So if someone rolls over my About page on Peak Business Coaching, I'm pretty sure there's testimonials, there's a mission, there's a vision. So they're related, but the main things are on the top navigation. So that helps visualize a little better too.
Yeah, thank you.
And so something I alluded to in an earlier mistake was too much text. And that doesn't mean too much content. It just means too much paragraph or small print text. It really increases your bounce rate, meaning people will get to the page and then they'll look at it and then they'll go somewhere else. And you want people to stick and you want them to read. So mixing your content with, you know, maybe there's small paragraphs, or once you really grab their attention and their interest, there can be longer paragraphs down at the bottom. But bullet points are a great tool, infographics. So taking your information and making it chunked in as easily as possible, way of visually looking at it is a good suggestion for that problem. And then it could be a little one or it could be a big one, but really long domain names were in favor when really long domain names were ranking well for long tail keywords. But the shorter the domain, the better. So long domains. And then I think another one was using your name in a domain. If you're not famous, if you haven't been on Oprah, having your name in your domain usually doesn't help you. It's almost like a business street sign. If somebody drove by and saw, you know, Jim Kaspari's business, they wouldn't know what the heck I did, or they wouldn't. You want your sign to make someone to know what's in it for them, know what you do, and make them want to pull over and you know, make an appointment. So instead of that, I could say, the town I live in, Truckee Auto Repair. Then people would drove by, they'd be like, oh yeah, my car's making a funny noise, I'm going to pull over there. So that's another mistake I see.
Yeah, unless you're going to spend the time to brand yourself, using, you know, Breakaway Business Coaching, Peak Business Coaching, it's pretty clear what we do, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about the mistakes that people make on their website. Let's kind of turn it around on the more positive side. What are the critical factors that a website needs to have to really work?
Well, you being the master coach, you already mentioned one of them, and that's an irresistible giveaway with an opt-in capture function. So having a client relations management system or CRM like Constant Contact or iContact or AWeber or MailChimp or Infusionsoft, those are all good systems for that. The irresistible giveaway, the question I most commonly get is, well, what should I give for my irresistible giveaway? And the best answer I can give you is go out and talk to 20 or 30 of your past, current, or potential clients and ask them. And when you talk to one, it's a great opportunity to go out and talk to your potential clients and you know, get them to know more about your business and you know about more about them. And when you'll see how this works. Usually you'll get a variety of answers, but you'll get some common answers. And that's when you know, oh, good, this is what people want. This is what most people want. So that's my tip on that. So an opt-in with an irresistible giveaway. And don't be chintzy. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it, but you can give tremendous valuable and a lot of information in your giveaway. And that just builds your credit. Like, building your business, building sales is about building relationships and building trust. So the more valuable your giveaway is, you know, the more likely people are going to stay subscribed and you're going to get interesting people. And you know, nowadays it's much harder to get someone's email address. We all get so many emails. That's the reason it needs to be irresistible. So that's critical. I think.
So can I just add my, and a lot of people who are either on this call or listening to this call who have coached with me, we talk about the irresistible offer. We talk about what should you give away as the free thing and what's too much. And so if you'll allow me to kind of share my thoughts on that, when I look at the free thing versus the paid for thing, So the free thing to me is the, what do you need to do? What are the four steps? What are the four things you should know? What are the 10 key things? So the key things, the key, you know, steps, the key mistakes people make, those kind of things. The paid for is the how, right? So what do you need to do to build a perfect website?
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell them how to build a perfect website.
Right.
They're going to pay you for that. You just tell them the what. And when sometimes when you look at it, when you're struggling with what should be my free offer at the top, to look at it from the standpoint of I just give away the what or what, but not the how, it makes it a lot simpler to come up with exactly what
like
should
that.
Go into that free irresistible offer.
That's great.
All right, I interrupted you. Anything more on the critical factors that go into a website?
Yeah, I think well, we talked about easy contact information, so that's critical. And then the last thing would be to have a responsive website. So if your website doesn't automatically scale to iPads, iPhones, all different size tablets, then one, Google will rank your site lower because it's not up to speed in the technology. And two, so many people are looking at your website from phones nowadays. That it's just, I'd say that's a critical item nowadays.
Got it. So what are the most important factors that make a website effective? How do you monetize, if you will, a website? How do you make it a great, I don't even want to use the word monetize, make it a great representation of your business. Make it a business tool for your business.
No, that's a great question. I think the first thing to do would be to write down what do you want your website to do for you and what do you want your website to do for your clients. So do you want to inform your clients? And once your clients are informed or you build trust and relatedness, what do you want them to do? So that goes into what's your clear call to action. So that would be something it's going to be on your homepage. And I sprinkle it in, even on blogs or service pages. If you're curious about learning more about this, call Jim today at, this number. So I think I mentioned before breaking up information into bullet points, infographics, photos, is really helpful. Today's web cruisers have a very short attention span. So distill your message into what's unique and special about what you have to offer, whether it's your products or services. And here's a model that I use on just about every homepage that I build or of my own. So you want an attention-grabbing headline. So grab their attention. Then you want to tell them what's in it for them. And I often do that with bullet points. And I would say 3 to 7 bullet points is fine. Maybe 3 to 5. Then you have a clear call to action with contact information. So you grab their attention, you tell them what's in it for them, and then you tell them how to get it. And in the what's in it for them section, I break that up into what results will they get? How will those results benefit their life or the lives of their family or loved ones? And then what emotional shifts will occur? Will they be happier? Will they feel sexier? Will they, what good things will happen? And then I also think spending some time branding yourself, maybe not right up front, but pretty soon in the process. Once you know your clients and you know your offerings, your main offerings, having a really nice logo and a slogan can be really helpful. I spent almost $1,000 on my Peak Business Coaching logo. It's elegant, it's simple, and it's super meaningful, and it's something I can use for a long, long time. I also had somebody help me analyze a bunch of different slogans using a technology called numerology, and my slogan is optimal performance with more time to relax. So it really captures, I'm not just about making a business more profitable by working your butt off, but how do you make your business more profitable, more streamlined, and have more time to relax or spend time with family or do what it is that you love to do. So I think those are things that make your website quite effective.
I love that. So kind of along the same lines, what are the common things that are missing? I mean, you kind of talked about what the critical factors, but what are the common things that are missing from many websites that could really help the effectiveness of a website?
That is another great question. I'm going to go with the obvious one. Some people think that once they have their services, they have their homepage, they have an about page, they have some testimonials, contact page, they're done. And the reality is that we need more traffic coming to our websites, and we need to convert the traffic. The copywriting model that I mentioned for the homepage, the grab their attention, tell them what's in it for them, and tell them how to get it, that's how you get conversion. That's how you get a visitor to look at it and say, oh, wow, that's what's in it for me. I'm going to click here and send an email and make an appointment or whatever you want them to do. So conversion is really important, but getting traffic to the site, you know, that's where a lot of people use social media. They use, you know, email lists to drive traffic to their website or networking or handing out cards or rack cards or newspaper ads, all the different marketing, trying to get leads to your website. That's really important, getting the right leads. One thing that I focus on in helping people with is called search engine optimization. And that's stuff that's invisible largely on a website. There's things called alt tags, meta tags, title tags, and these are all built into the code of a website. So a lot of times I'll look at a website and I can tell within less than 30 seconds whether someone has done good search engine optimization. And what needs to happen before that is actual keyword research to see what are the words or phrases that are relevant to our businesses that people would type into Google, but there's good traffic and low-ish competition and good commercialization value. That's the three factors that I use to optimize in my keyword research. And then you can choose the best keywords, map them to each of your pages, and then optimize each of the pages or blog posts to your website. So that's something that I would highly recommend, shopping around for the right person and making sure that they show you demonstrated results before hiring someone to do that. And then related to a good website, just like a good business is never done, Google really loves continuously updated websites. So that's where blogging comes in really handy. And sometimes you can – you know, you get feedback from a client or you change something in the way you do things, you can add things to your pages as well.
What do you mean by
those,
that?
Those are, well, so let's say you have a service page. A lot of times people will add another service, but they'll forget to update their website. So
got
that's
it.
A good opportunity to keep your website continuously alive, you know, live, fresh, new. And then blogging, I love to blog about success stories. I like to write articles that answer people's questions, not so much how, especially if I'm doing that as a service, but what are some of the important factors? How can it help you? Some of the things you mentioned about the irresistible giveaway, but you can use some of those topics for blogs as well.
Well,
again,
and
to
I will
establish
say that
value, credibility, and relationship.
One of the things that I would say, and I mean, I've been blogging and then you stop and then you get back at it. And that, I mean, it's not exactly the easiest thing because it's a consistent thing that needs to be done. But I will tell you that I think that the best thing you can do, and every website that wants to be out there viable in the world of search engine optimization or just with their clients, should have a blog at least once a week or every other week. And what I do with my blog, which makes it always kind of a challenge, is I link to my other blogs. So if I write a blog today that I know that I needed to link a blog I wrote a month ago to or 6 months ago to, I need to go back and change it and add a link to the current new content that I have. I mean, continuously keeping it fresh and keeping it updated. And I can say that I think one of the things that every website should have is a blog of some kind. Some kind of updated content, whether it's a blog or something else. But blogs are so easy. And if you listen to some of the calls we've done on content creation, you can start with a series of blogs and, oh, my gosh, you can create all sorts of content out of it, books and webinars and, you know, just, you know, online courses, all sorts of things from that. So anyway, we only have a few more minutes. But the question I always like to ask is, what question did I not ask you that you want to make sure that you get answered? And then kind of what final thoughts do you have for people who may want to, I don't know, talk to you a little bit more about, you know, what you do in your business and how you might support them?
Oh, great. Yeah, one other idea that really popped in my head just now was that I notice I usually spend at least an hour on the phone or in person with potential clients, and then I send out a 5-page survey asking them all the details of what they want for their website, and that really helps me get absolute – it helps the client and it helps me get absolute clarity on what they want. And then knowing all the functionality that they want, you know, whether it's if they want to be able to post documents on there or have surveys or have a membership site or whatever, that will – I'll actually spend an hour up to two and a half hours picking the right theme or platform for their website. So getting like a visual representation of what you want for your website as well as all the functionality and content and page layout is an important first step, whether you're designing a new site or redesigning your site and modernizing it. And then if people have questions, I am happy to do a 10 or 15 minute website analysis and look at your personal website and see what can be improved, what's not so good, and give some suggestions. Usually in 10 or 15 minutes, I can give 8 to 10 tips that are super helpful.
Well, that's awesome. That's a very generous offer. So thank you, Jim. How do they get hold of you?
Email me at jim@summitbusinessmarketing.com. So that's Jim, J-I-M, at S-U-M-M-I-T, businessmarketing.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think we're at the end of our half an hour this evening. Thank you so much. It was great information. I really appreciate it. Johnny, you there to wrap it up?
I sure am. Again, always great to hear the interaction of two of the master coaches, and I learned some things that clearly in my past I had not been applying. So I have some challenges I need to go update. So for these calls, we appreciate everyone dialing in. The next call that we have will be coming up August 16th, again at 4 p.m. Pacific, and then September 6th, again at 4 p.m. Pacific.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank
everybody.
You, John. Thank
John,
you, Janet.
And thank you, Jim. You're awesome.
Yeah, you're awesomer.
No, you're awesomer.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, everybody, for joining in.
All right, thank you, guys.